know, sinkholes, they're a lot bigger than what they look at first. They can expand. Hopefully it doesn't get anywhere near your foundation. Hopefully it stays on their side of the property line. And hopefully everybody stays safe. But yeah, we'll keep an eye out on the news and see if we hear anything. But like I said, hopefully you don't have to mow anywhere near that. And yeah, my wife, bless her heart, went out and weed-eated it for me today. And she came in and fell right asleep after doing that. So I don't blame her. I don't blame anybody for falling asleep after working in this heat. Hasn't been too bad, really, the last few days, but everybody's different. Fix everybody different. So I was out in it during those really, really hot days. And boy, oh boy. Nobody should be in that. So, but all right, Paul. Well, thank you for checking in. Be safe. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And you were in there pretty rock solid. You did fade out one time, but for the most part, sounded really good. Next on the list, we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt and Annette. Not too much. Finishing up all my procedures in Chicago and finish out this week Friday. Hopefully I won't have any more for a while. I did get some discouraging news. My FTDX-10 started exhibiting an issue with the firmware update screen would pop up. And it wouldn't let you do an update. So I contacted JSU, and they said there is a select few of the FTDX-10s that have a problem with a specific chip that they are aware of, and they will take care of it no cost. I don't even have to pay for shipping either way, but I'm without my favorite HF rig right now, so that had to be sent off. But, so in the recouping time that I have, now I have to sit with some of the other ones, which I'm not out any HF rigs. I have plenty, but it's just the point of that one, and that was the newest one and the most expensive one. Anybody that has that might be aware of it in case you start having issues with that firmware advisement that pops up on the radio. And that's all I've got. Back to you, Kurt.